Phone Boy Speaks, episode 794, Junk Dietary Guidelines.
As long as I remember, low fat has been what the government has pushed. And, you know, one would think if the government was going to make dietary recommendations for the entire country, that they would be based on some science. And it's coming out now that there was really no science behind it. It was just, we think this is going to be it. We didn't do any actual, testing to make sure that that hypothesis was going to be proven or disproven. And instead, the guidelines were thrown out there, and everybody else is has sort of latched onto that. And the science is coming back and saying, maybe that wasn't such a great thing. Because what ended up happening, at least in the United States, is people went away from fat and instead went to carbohydrates, which, of course, turns in sugar. And, you know, now we have all this incidence of diabetes, which, of course, I have myself now. And maybe that wasn't such a great thing. And, you know, again, a lot of I've seen over the years, different dietary advice going back and forth about whether something's good for you or not. And I think at the end of the day, everybody's different, right? What works for one person may not work for another. And you have to, think for yourselves and weigh the pros and cons. And I think there are some commonalities here. And actually, I think there, a lot of it is actually been put out by Brazil's Ministry of Health, and they're not using a food pyramid, thank God, but they have very just simple guidelines and things like don't have so much processed food in your diet, use oils, fat, sugar, and salt in small amounts, it's okay, eat regularly and carefully. Definitely use minimally processed foods, natural stuff. Definitely exercise, learn how to cook, plan your meals out, and be wary of food advertising and marketing. I think that's perhaps the best advice that I've seen. A lot of people are going to make a lot of claims, and they're always going to promote the science, quote unquote, supports their particular their particular food, whatever it is. And so, yeah, you just gotta be careful. And I think, at least for myself, right, I there's probably things on this that I don't do as well, but I definitely agree that less processed food is definitely better for you. I'll disagree on minimal use of fats, because there's even evidence to suggest that saturated fat may not be so bad for you. And then again, there's lots of things that just over the years it's just like the science, the quote unquote science gets misproven or it was misappropriated and such. And so you have to think for yourself on these things, and you can't always trust what the government says about anything, because what the government says is heavily influenced by people with money and power, and it seems to be the way it goes. So I struggle with this myself, and eat sensibly, I guess, but you have to avoid a lot of I have to avoid a lot of carbohydrate stuff. And I think right there, that eliminates quite a lot of the stuff that I'm mostly concerned about, and everything in moderation, of course, which that's the other thing. It's just, too much of one thing is never great. And so I think, I have some articles in the show notes that you can read to debunk some of the, some of our myths about what has been allowed or disallowed in the diet. But the low fat diet thing has pretty much been conclusively disproven, I think, one would hope. But we're still putting it out there as a requirement. But maybe we don't have to be as low fat as we used to be.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.